From the Heart, August 31. A Job Well Done. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. When Christ expired on the cross, crying with a loud voice, "It is finished," his work was completed. The way was laid open, the veil was rent in twain. Humanity could approach God without sacrificial offerings, without the service of earthly priests. Christ himself was a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Heaven was his home. He came to this world to reveal the Father. His work on the field of his humiliation and conflict was now done. He ascended up into the heavens and is forever set down on the right hand of God. Christ's life on this earth had been a life of toil, a busy, earnest life. He rose from the dead and for 40 days remained with his disciples, instructing them preparatory to his departure from them. He was ready for the leave-taking. He had demonstrated the fact that he was a living Savior. His disciples need no longer associate him with the tomb of Joseph. They could think of him as glorified amid the heavenly host. All heaven waited with eager earnestness for the end of the tarrying of the Son of God in a world all seared and marred with the curse. In proportion to Christ's humiliation and suffering was to be his exaltation. He became the Savior, the Redeemer, only by first becoming the sacrifice. Christ came to earth as God in the guise of humanity. He ascended to heaven as the King of Saints. His ascension was worthy of his exalted character. He ascended from the Mount of Olives in a cloud of angels, who triumphantly escorted him to the city of God. Not in his own interest did he go, but as the covenant-making Redeemer of his believing sons and daughters, who are made thus through faith in his name. He went as one mighty in battle, a conqueror, leading captivity captive, amid acclamations of praise and celestial song. What a contrast between Christ's reception on his return to heaven and his reception on this earth! In heaven, all was loyalty. There was no sorrow, no suffering, to meet him at every turn. The time had come for the universe of heaven to accept their King.